This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world is nearing the 550,000 mark death toll as a result of COVID-19. More than 132,000 of those deaths are in the United States. Brazil has more than 68,000, while the United Kingdom has more than 44,000. The number of infections globally just hit the 12 million mark and continues to climb. The U.S. and Brazil together make up more than a third of that figure, with the U.S. at more than 3 million, Brazil more than 1.7 million. Some leading U.S. House Democrats and Senate Democrats as well are reacting negatively to a meeting between U.S. President Trump and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Obrador's Wednesday meeting comes close to the presidential election. He's brushed off criticism at home to push ahead with plans to meet with Mr. Trump, who is widely disliked in Mexico because of remarks he's made about its people. The meeting, which was reportedly very positive, is part of a celebration of a new North American trade deal. The two leaders did not shake hands out of caution for the coronavirus, but also said that they did not wear masks. Mexico posted a new record figure for new coronavirus cases on a single day, with 6,995 infections. Despite the soaring figures, Mexico's coronavirus czar, Hugo López-Gatell, said the pandemic was slowing. The figures pushed Mexico's overall tally of infections to more than 275,000 cases. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to withhold federal money if schools do not reopen in the fall, and he says the guidelines for his own federal health officials have created for schools to reopen are too impractical and expensive. Shortly after Mr. Trump tweeted the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidelines were very tough and expensive, Vice President Mike Pence announced that the agency plans to release additional school guidance next week, even as Mr. Trump continued to pressure state and local officials to fully reopen. New York City officials announced that most of their students would only attend in-person classes 2 or 3 days in the fall. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says that bringing back students for only a few days a week fails them. Australia has warned its citizens and residents in Hong Kong that they were at an increased risk of detention there and urged them to reconsider their need to remain in the Chinese territory. In an updated travel advisory issued Thursday, the government said Hong Kong's new national security law could be interpreted broadly and Australia's may be at risk of getting deported to mainland China for some type of prosecution. Senior Chinese diplomat Wang Yi said on Thursday that China and U.S. relations face the most serious challenges since diplomatic ties were established and that the two countries needed a more positive message. State Councilor Wang, who is also foreign minister, said that China and the United States should jointly explore ways for peaceful coexistence. Wang said he hoped the United States would build a more objective understanding of China and formulate a more rational and pragmatic China policy. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who appeared on Capitol Hill last year wearing his military uniform to give a damning testimony against the president during the impeachment hearings, retired Wednesday after more than 21 years of service. The former member of the White House National Security Council made the decision after suffering what his attorney described as a campaign of bullying, intimidation, and retaliation by President Trump. Last year, Vindman, a decorated combat veteran, provided some of the most damaging testimony about Mr. Trump's July 25th call with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, which was at the center of the president's impeachment trial. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.